First, depending on your age, your memories of old-time candy may take place in different settings. Whether it was grandma's candy jar, the corner store, or maybe the candy you always ate last at Halloween time, you might remember a Tootsie Roll's not so old, Dots, Charleston Chews, Mary Jane's, and more. We want to hear from you at 800-642-1234. Do you have a favorite older candy that you don't seem to see so much anymore? What's an old candy that was always around but you never really liked? Do you have some nostalgic memories of older candies? Call in with your opinions, from Chuckles to Necco Wafers to Abba Zabba. I just saw that name. I don't know what it is. 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Marnie Schur is a writer and contributor to The Takeout and the editor of the AV Club's Podmas column. She recently wrote a piece called A Guide to Old-Timey Candies for Our Modern Times as an installment of Old Folks Food Week on The Takeout. Marnie, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, what led you, Marnie, to want to explore the world of more old-time candies?
Well, the wonderful editors at The Takeout are excellent at theming their weeks of content. And for Old Folks Food Week, it just seemed like a natural progression to talk about candies that might get categorized as old people candy, and then really investigate whether that's a fair assessment or whether these things deserve more of a designation as being timeless candy. So it was very fun to eat my way through the research on this one.
And you tried some of these. You were skeptical about a lot of them. Before we get into particular ones, you had some misses that weren't so good. You had some hits that you were surprised you liked.
I was just shocked at how many of these flavors still hold up, actually.
Well, I want to start digging into particular ones now. Here's one that I think you weren't so wild about, if I'm reading things right. The Necco Wafer. Now, this one, talk about old-timey. This one debuted in 1847. So this has got a long tradition. I will say my family, for some reason, when I was a kid, went through this Necco phase. But anything anybody says bad about them, I could agree. Talk about the Necco.
Well, they have their ardent defenders as well as their detractors, that's for sure. And it seems like everybody has an opinion one way or the other. The interesting thing about the Necco is that it really is this flavor frozen in time. You would never see a new manufacturer creating flavors of this type. And the consistency is just as important as the individual varieties within a Necco roll. I personally found them to be, you know, chalky, crumbly. But if you're just looking to make your candy last, then something that you can suck on for a long time makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, I loved them, and they were chalky. And yeah, you had the risk of a shard just like piercing your mouth as it broke up. But I don't know, once you start eating them. And yeah, there are fans who are worried that they're going to stop making them, I think. So would you go back now and eat another Necco, or is that off your list?
Well, my roll did not include any of the much celebrated chocolate Necco. So I'd love to go back and try one of those, because maybe I've been a little harsh before trying that one.
All right. Now, and you've got some that I wasn't familiar with, dating back to 1895 now. Getz's Caramel Creams. Maybe I've seen these and didn't know what they were. I don't know.
Yeah, they're individually wrapped caramels with a cream center. And it's like a lot of old time candy. If you get a fresh one, it's amazing. If you get a stale one, still pretty good, but a little different. Might take your fillings out more if it's a stale one. But yeah, it's delicious. I'm not a caramel fan, but it really won me over because it's got an almost Oreo-like cream in the center.
Okay. The Oreo cream might sell me on that. I want to bring on a caller now at 800-642-1234. We've got Nancy with us in Eagle River. Nancy, what's your old-time candy?
Razzles.
Razzles. What are those?
It's little round candy, and they're the size of a dime, and it got like little ridges on them. And when you chew them, the more you eat them, they turn into like gum.
Candy that turns into gum.
Yeah, at first it tastes like a powder, kind of like a sweet tart powder, but as you chew them, it's actually gum.
Okay. Nancy, thanks for sharing that. I don't think I've had that. I don't think I necessarily want to have it, Marnie. Is this one you included in your test or have run across before?
I've definitely run across it before, and Razzles have some of the biggest fans I know. It's a little bizarre, but once you get used to it, it's pretty tasty.
Thanks a lot for that call, Nancy. We're talking about old-timey candies. Our guest, Marnie Schur, went back and tried a bunch of them. She's rating them for us. Let's listen to a jingle for another one you tried. Oh, our volume's a little bit low there, but that's a Bit of Honey, a commercial going back to 1924. Bit of Honey, I just like imagine my teeth being stuck together, Marnie.
Yeah, I was surprised that I liked Bit of Honey as much as I did. I had never had it before, but something about that almond flavor was just so unique to me. And luckily for me, I got a nice fresh one, so I wasn't sticking my teeth together on it. And I chewed very slowly to keep my fillings intact.
And on a related note, speaking of mouths being shut together, I don't think of the Tootsie Roll as old-timey. Maybe I'm a little older than you. I don't know. I definitely had a Tootsie Roll phase when I was a kid, though. How did those stand up in 2018?
Well, I never liked them that much growing up. Maybe it's something about having to pretty constantly go to the Tootsie Roll factory on field trips outside of Chicago as a kid. You get a little tired of them. But now I see the kind of sophisticated flavor. It's not quite what you'd call chocolate. It's a little more earthy. It's got some molasses-type spice to it. So I think that as I grow older, I'll only like Tootsie Rolls more and more.
And I've gone in the opposite direction, I think. Again, I think because of the chewiness. We've got Tom on the line now in Pewaukee. Tom, hi.
Hi. One of my favorites was candy raisins. They disappeared for a lot of years. They've tried to bring them back. They're not quite the same as they used to be, but candy raisins were my favorite old-time candy.
And these are raisins. I feel like I've had these. What are they coated with, Tom?
There's no raisins in them.
Oh, okay.
They're a little kind of gumdrop-shaped candy that maybe has a little bit of a ginger flavor to them. I can't really describe
okay.
the flavor. They're called candy raisins, but no raisins.
Okay, I lied. I have not encountered these. I thought they were just some kind of, like, something-covered raisin. Candy raisins that aren't really raisins, Marnie, is that on your radar?
I've never heard of these before. This is exciting to me. I'm going to have to track them down.
Okay, Tom, we've got Vern now in Boyd. Vern, what do you got for us?
Yeah, there used to be a candy store on the way to my grade school, and we had candy raisins.
It
was kind of a lightish brown, probably a half inch high, kind of almost not like a pyramid, but kind of a rounded pyramid-like, and you get like five for a penny or whatever it was. But yeah, they called them candy raisins, but they didn't have any raisins in them.
Okay, candy raisin. And did you have one more for us, Vern?
Well, I used to buy the baseball card, and you get a piece of bubble gum with it,
yeah.
You got that for a penny.
Vern, thanks a lot for the call. So there's more candy raisins. Maybe this could be a sequel piece. Those baseball, the Topps baseball card gum, like talk about dry and chalky, but man, I would chew those as well. Marnie, I want to get back to another one you wrote about. Let's talk about, Red Hots. I remember those were around when I was a kid. I liked the spicy cinnamony ones. What did you think when you tried them?
Loved it. Very unique. Almost doesn't feel like you're eating candy, right? It's kind of more like you're freshening up. You're just distracting yourself with a nice burst of cinnamon. So it's nice to feel guilt-free about it. Doesn't really feel like you're eating candy.
And then there's the Atomic Fireballs, made by the same company you wrote.
Yes, a little more intense, a little bit more like something you could have a competition on the playground. Who can keep it, in your mouth longer without sweating?
Oh, yeah, I did that in grade school. I do remember that. Let's go to Dave on the line now in the North Woods. Dave, hi.
Hello.
What's your candy, Dave?
Brock's Cool Blue Mints. Brock's is still making candy, but they don't make the Cool Blue anymore.
Uh-oh. Is Brock's the one you used to be able to get at, like, Howard Johnson's and stuff?
He used to get them at probably the Kohl's food store, I think, before we went on family vacation.
Okay. Dave, thanks a lot. I can't remember where I saw it, but I remember seeing the big display of Brock's candies. I think there's a wintergreen one I liked. Is that one you've seen, Marnie?
Not those specifically, but Brock's has a pretty good malted milk ball that rivals the Whopper, in my opinion.
I don't know if I ever had those. Let's bring on one more caller. Cindy is with us in Appleton. Cindy, hi.
Hello. Mallow cups were always my favorite, and they still make them, but they don't make them as good because they're not filled as much and the filling is not as creamy, but they still do make them. But those were always one of my favorites.
Mallow cups. Cindy, thanks. I've heard a couple people now, Marnie, say they don't make them like they used to. Do you think that's a real problem, or do you think it's our nostalgia?
I think it's a little of both. Sometimes recipes do change, but In the case of Necco, for example, they've done a lot to change the recipe back because they changed it for a while and they noticed that people really missed those nostalgic flavors. So sometimes they do revert.
And as we wrap up, Marnie, of all the candies you tried, is there one that's in your power rotation of candies now?
I might have to pick up some more root beer barrels because their molasses spice anise flavor was just so unique to me.
We'll leave it there. Marnie, thanks a lot. It's been a lot of fun.
Thank you so much for having me.
Marnie Schur is a writer and contributor to The Takeout and editor of the AV Club's Podmas column. She joins us to talk about her piece called A Guide to Old-Timey Candies for Our Modern Times.